Okay, welcome. It is September 23rd, and this is the Steady As We Flow class. I believe we're on week five. Can't believe it's week five already. It just doesn't seem possible. Everything seems to be moving at lightning speed, and that is partly because we're unwinding from this third dimensional paradigm of time. Time is not real. Age is not real. So we're slowly separating ourselves from the constructs of time. So if you're noticing that time is speeding up, that's one of the reasons why time appears to be moving so much faster. Okay. So one of the things I'd like you guys to do, because I think it would be interesting, is especially for those of you that have been doing this in the past, is take a look at what's going on astrologically with the different planetary alignments. And start to pay attention to whether or not it is true for you, right? With each moon phase that we have, like the full moon that's coming up, I think October 1st in the sign of Aries. And so just start to pay attention to whether or not you feel it true for you. I know some people follow some who are posting memes with all different things. Oh, the moon is going to bring this through, it's going to bring that through, whatever. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is because there are energies or frequencies coming through the moon that are responsible for these frequencies that we are feeling in our body, okay? And this has occurred the duration of our existence on the earth, that the moon has been kind of the perpetrator for these frequencies being broadcast to us, so that when there's a planetary action like Saturn, that planet is like a taskmaster, because of the beings that are in charge of it are not benevolent, they're malevolent beings, aren't kind and compassionate. So it's a very intensified energy. So just start to see if you feel like it's true for you, because, I've noticed, and this is not just now, but over the last 2 years, that I'm no longer feeling the effects of any of the planetary shifts as we're moving into the higher timelines. Okay. So I want you to start to have an awareness of that. And if you feel connected to any of it, that's fine. That's okay. But if you don't feel connected to it, notice that you're not feeling connected to it, because that is residing in an old paradigm. And that is no longer true for you, because we're starting to shift into the higher timelines. And it's going to be more important than ever to choose which timelines we're wanting to participate in, because as we get into November, November's energy is going to become very intensified, and you're going to notice the differences between third dimension and fourth dimension even stronger than you do now. And there's the energies that are going to be coming through are going to make it really, really necessary for us to make the choices to look away from that and choose the higher timeline. I know I've said this before, that, you know, looking at what's playing out and all of the crazy and everything else, right, is like looking at down from a 30,000 foot view. But I will take $30,000 if that comes my way. But the 30,000 foot view, and seeing it from that level, and then understanding that we don't have to participate. We can just see that that's what's occurring. Okay. And so the other part of that is looking at it from the perspective of, you know, okay, so I could also be experiencing it right in front of me. Okay, so in other words, something is playing out right in front of you, and it's not at that 30,000 foot view that you're witnessing maybe through TV or through Twitter or through Instagram or whatever, but it's playing out right in front of you. And you look at that in that moment and you say to yourself, oh, I'm still not participating in this because I'm looking at it from behind a glass from behind a window and I'm not actively participating in it, right? So it's going to become very important. And the reason it's going to become important is because as these energies start to break down the different frequencies of fields around us, those people who are slightly awake are going to find themselves in a more agitated state as they are trying to figure stuff out very, very quickly, right? This is where we kind of have an upper hand on all of that. And so they're going to need, you know, the support and the training and the help and all of that good stuff. And that's where we come in with the knowledge that we hold. And then there's going to be those people that are still operating from a third dimensional perspective and that are still holding on to fear and still playing in separation, victimhood, pain, and suffering. And that's going to get more intensified. And, you know, we may bump into that in our waking experience. And so I want to share with you an experience that I had yesterday with that, which is why we're talking about that today for the first half of this, because it's very, very important for us to have this awareness. Okay. So I was going to, Beth wanted to go to Lush in Macy's to see about a cosmetic product she used a while back. So we took a ride there. I was going to Whole Foods. So we stopped off at Macy's. And, you know, if you know me, you know, stores are not really my thing. I just don't love being in stores. I never really liked to shop, never liked to be looking at, you know, at things in stores. But we went to the mall. So as I'm driving, I see this woman on the road and, she is pulling, two of the small, hard, travel carry-ons for like a plane with the pull-out handle and I'm pulling two of those. And then she had this plastic bags full of, I don't know what, but she also had that. So she was pulling that stuff along. And so we went about our travels, and by the time we got to the Macy's entrance, she was already up there walking down along the building and I was parking the car. And so if you looked at this woman, she was probably in her early 70s, extremely frail, right? And I could see she was already struggling with the packages. And so getting out of the car across from us in the parking lot was a young couple. And both the elderly woman and the young couple, they were all Black, right? And, or African American. I never know which is the right thing to say anymore, you know, because all of this, but it's not, this is not a judgmental thing. So, but I just want to explain that there was something taking place there. Amongst all parties. Okay. So the young couple gets out of an Audi with their baby and they start walking into the store and they're ahead of Beth and I, and they clearly see, I could see them look over because they're in front of us, look over at this woman, going to the door. She got to the door and she was trying to pull the door open. Now, if you know Macy's doors, they're pretty heavy. And then to boot, she had the wind pushing at the door. So she had one hand here and the other hand here trying to open the door. Her stuff was next to her, you know, waiting for her to be able to open the door. And the couple just walked into Macy's. And I was like, why aren't they helping her? So by the time we got onto the steps, I mean, she was still struggling, hand out, head down, pulling on that door. The door was not going anywhere because the wind was so ferocious yesterday. So I heard, help her, right? I hear this all the time, help her. So I go kind of like walking over to her and I'm like, oh, excuse me. I said, let me help you with that. That door is always so heavy and with the wind and everything. I'm like, let me just get that for you. This way you could just, you know, get your bags and bring them in. And with that, she stepped back, like I want to say jumped back 10 feet. And she was like, no, I really wish you wouldn't. And when I looked at her, I was like, what? And she was not even looking at me. She was looking away. In that moment, all of a sudden, I felt this burst through my heart chakra, right? And it wasn't even like, I didn't feel judgment at all. I felt this pain, sorrow. And I was like, okay. And I was like, okay, I'll let you do it yourself then, you know? And I walked in the store and Beth turned to me and the couple with the baby turned and looked at me. And then they just kept on walking. And Beth looked at me and said, what was that about? And I said, she didn't want my help. And she was like, okay. For a split second, my human went to, was it because I was white and I was trying to help her? Then the other part of me goes, well, maybe it was from COVID that she was afraid of me because she didn't want to catch COVID, even though both of us were wearing a mask and was outside. And then my higher self kicked in and said, no, you ninny, this has nothing to do with you. And I was like, oh, right, that's third dimensional playing out. I don't need to be playing in that. Okay, keep it moving. And then I went into my heart center. And what I felt was the transmutation of what was taking place with her. And in that moment that I shifted into the higher self, because she caught me so off guard when she refused to let me help her open the door. And I mean, well, the first thing I flashed on was my teeny tiny grandmother, who was like, all of, you know, 4'11", trying to wield that door and get it open herself. And that was what flashed in my head, you know, like my grandmother trying to do that. That's where I was going. And in the next moment, I tuned back into my heart center, which was feeling so much pain in that moment. Boy, if I was not standing in the middle of the store, I think I would have just started sobbing. I felt so much sadness and so much pain. And I could see that she clearly held on to an imprint, a generational imprint in her field that made her believe that she needed to hold on to pain and suffering. So instead of receiving, being a good receiver, because she was not able to do that. This was completely shut down. Everything on her was completely shut down, completely in the dark, closed down. She could not be a good receiver. And in that moment, I could see she was not open to the exchange of receiving. And then I transmuted some of the energy that was, you know, being cast off by her that she did not realize. And so anybody wondering where we transmute discordant energy from, it's the heart. And that's always why I'm pushing you guys into your heart when you feel like you're struggling with something or you are in your head and you are not shutting your brain down, or you're in the future and you're not shutting your brain down. Because one of the most powerful takeaways from that was me coming face to face with 3D, right? 3D was staring me in the face in the form of this woman. And I didn't have to engage. I didn't have to do anything and I didn't have to feel bad. I didn't have to feel less than. I didn't have to feel judged. I didn't have to feel judged. I didn't have to feel like it was about me. I didn't have to feel angry with her. I didn't have to feel any of that stuff because it wasn't about me. It was her choice of where she was residing in the 3D matrix, in that paradigm of pain and suffering. Do you guys see that? Okay, now the reason that we're talking about this is because as we roll through October and we start to head into November, we're going to see a lot of this playing out. We're going to see a lot of victimhood popping up. We're going to see a lot of people who are going to be rejecting any kind of support or any kind of love or nurturing or help or assistance or anything like that, okay? So we have to be okay with them not wanting to receive from us, right? We can't make somebody do that. They have to have that. They have to be in that alignment to want to do that. So it's like all of you guys here, right? You're here because you're holding your alignment in the higher timeline. You're here because you're choosing to adjust your frequency higher and align yourself to a higher state of being or a higher consciousness. Okay. Now I can tell you that no matter what is going to happen, if you focus to the higher timeline, none of it is going to affect you or play out. There was no confrontation with me, her, or the couple that didn't help her. Right. So it was showing me how I can be in a 3D environment, because I know some of you struggle with this, okay? Being in a 3D setting where you have to deal with other people, and that 3D setting can sometimes feel uber challenging, right? And I know some of you are dealing with this, some of you are having this, but you have to remember that you have two ways of looking at it. The first way is looking at it and seeing that, oh, 3D is right in front of me, but I'm standing behind a glass. I'm watching it playing out and I don't have to interact in it. And the other part of that says that, or I might feel insecure with my position where I am and feel like I absolutely have to play that out. And then you might play into feelings of judgment, lack, or anything else. Does that make sense to everyone? Because this is really going to be a big part of what's going to unfold, because November and December, we have some major, major, major energy shifts. Okay. So we have to let go of that lower level, let go of that 3D paradigm, let go of the old thought process, of the old patterns, of the old ways of thinking, of thinking that it's you, it's not you, it's playing out for you, so that you can continue to shift and sort and turn and see contrast in each moment. When we can see the contrast, we know which direction we're heading in, right? Does that make sense to everybody? If you're not understanding what is contrast, you can't gauge yourself and see how you're doing. We have to take a moment and take a breath check, okay, and see where we are in that moment. We want to take a breath check and see, well, in that second, I'm like, whoa, actually, I'm doing pretty darn good, because I did, one, did not let that get to me, and two, was able to walk away without insisting I hold the door for her, because I was trained, you know, you help someone who's older than you, okay? So it was huge. It was huge. And in many ways, it really made me feel very sad. But it also showed me from a higher perspective that 3D can be right in front of me, but I don't have to engage in it. I don't have to play out in that. Okay. And so, yeah, I know some of you are feeling this, and that's why I wanted to start the night with this, because, and this always, it always happens where it'll happen to me, and then some of you will be like, oh my God, I resonate with that. That makes so much sense. Yeah, and Jill's saying she actually wrote that in her blog today, the difference between 3D and 5D. Things happen to you, right? In 5D, we're creating everything. Exactly. Yeah, because, you know what? Because we're in a hologram. We're operating from a holographic reality, right? So this is why when you hear me say pain and suffering are byproducts of attachment, right? When we're attached to something, an outcome of something or a situation or someone, we can create pain and suffering. Because that attachment means we're attached. It's got to be this way. Otherwise, I'm gonna suffer. Otherwise, I'm going to feel lack. Otherwise, I'm going to feel judged, right? I could have felt judged. I didn't feel judged because I'm so rooted in the higher timeline. I saw immediately what was playing out in front of me. And so this is where we are headed. We're going to have more of these occurrences to continue to clear our field, to continue to transition and move this energy out so that we're not participating in it. All right. That's really, really important. So you don't want to, another part of it is not reacting. We don't want to react to it. We want to come from a place of being responsive. And, you know, my response was, okay, you know, I'm okay. Have a nice day, you know, because there was nothing else for me to do or say. Now, something important that is also along the lines with that, that I want to share with you guys, is another awareness came to me. And that is the exchange between humans in the frequencies that we hold with each other. Okay. So I hear people say all the time, oh, you know, I healed this one, or I healed that one, or, you know, I'm going to heal this one, or whatever. Right. We can't do that. But what we can do, this is how healing works, if anybody was unsure. What we do is we, because we are certain that we want that as an outcome for the person that we're working with, we make that our intention. And upon making that our intention, we automatically align with the highest timelines that are available to us for a higher outcome. And when we align with those higher timelines and it is our desire that a healing take place, then we're saying to the universe, we're opening this space, which is why you always say, you know, you'll always hear me say, I'm holding space for the highest outcome. That's just the way it goes. Yasmin says, I have orbs flying around me. So if you pin me, you might see them better. That happens on occasion where I'll have orbs flying. And what I've come to find out is those are my future versions of myself when they show up. That's what's showing up here. That's what they told me. They're future versions of myself. Okay. So there's a big one above my head. Yeah, it could be. So what happens here is we create this space, we hold this space, right? And in holding the space, then what has to happen is that person that is coming to us for the healing also has to be certain that they want the healing so that they can then step out of the way and allow their vibration to tune up to where we have anchored into as the healer, as the conduit, if you will. Okay. And so when we anchor into that higher stream, that higher vibration to allow the vibrations, the frequencies to come forth through us for the purpose of the healing for that person, then what happens is we are opening a pathway for them to connect with us and for them to match that vibration should they choose, because not everybody wants to have a healing. Okay. Some people might come to you with a desire to prove that they can't be healed. It's crazy, but that happens all the time. Okay. And that challenge is going to present no matter what field you're in, right? There are going to be people that are going to show up and want to prove to you. I'm sure teachers have dealt with parents who want to prove over and over again that you're just a bad teacher. It's not the kid, you know? So I'm just going to say, this is where we always hold the higher timeline. And if you walk out the door in the morning, setting your intention, then I would say that, you know, if you're setting your intention first thing in the morning and seeing the outcome of your day as a wonderful day, then that's what's going to show up for you. Okay. So all of this is very, very relevant because of how fast timelines are moving. They're like, you know, whooshing by so quickly. And it's really important for us to have this understanding and this awareness that we're anchors of light. You hear me say this all the time. We are conduits of light. I will say 1,001 times that I'm holding light for Gaia, or I'm anchoring light for Gaia, and this is what I'm doing, you know, through my body now. I have an awareness that I'm doing that. I also have an awareness that I'm clearing the Akashic records. And a couple of days ago, I don't know if it was Sunday morning or whatever, but I woke up from a dream that President Trump passed away, right? And I didn't feel particularly upset about it because I knew it was a timeline, right? I personally don't want him to pass away for many, many reasons. One is because, you know, he is the 5D timeline, and he is the path of ascension, okay? Whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. That is the truth about him, okay? But I personally, I don't want to see anybody pass away. That's number one, right? And number two is that when I woke up and I had that awareness that he passed, I didn't feel attachment to it. I was like, oh, that's so weird that I felt that. So I texted somebody that is on Twitter that's got, she's a huge account, you know, she supports my work and will send it out once in a while. And I said to her, did you hear anything about, you know, him being sick or anything? She's like, no, he's good. He's going around touring, doing this and that. And yesterday it came across my feed that somebody had sent something to the White House, poison, racine or something like that, but sent poison to the White House. So that timeline where he might have intercepted that got cleared through the Akashic records because we're integrating and merging all those timelines. Do you see that? So I had the dream of that timeline clearing, the one where he did pass, right? Because that's not happening. But that was a possibility. It's always a possibility, right? It's like a dream I had where I died in a car accident a couple blocks away from here, right? A car flipped over on top of my car and I saw it coming and I was like, oh, here we go again. Meaning I was going to be reincarnating and going back into another form and another reincarnation. Now, did that happen? No, because it was a timeline that I was clearing. Did I feel attached to it? Did I meditate on it? Did I stress over it? No, because I felt it. I could feel it was a timeline and I did not let myself go there. So we have to be aware now, especially with dreams, that not everything that's presenting is going to be related to a message, a real time or whatever. We're going to have to do a good job tuning in and saying, is this a timeline I'm tuning into, or is this, you know, a message in a dream? What is it that I'm tuning into? Okay. So I wanted to bring you guys into awareness of that, because I think that that's really, really important. And since Saturday driving home from the baby shower that I was at, I saw a ship again at like 6:30 at night. It was still light outside, broad daylight right there. And I said to it, this is what you guys need to hear. I believe you're a ship. Okay. I'm like, I know that's a ship. I said it to Bob. I'm like, look, a ship. Cause I tune in right away. Like I get it right away. I'm like, look, a ship. And so I said, I know you're a ship. Show me you're a ship. So it just reinforces everything. This is, you guys can do this too, right? If you think you see something. And it was this glowing orb in the sky and it was kind of just in one place, but it was glowing. And I'm like, what? And all of a sudden, when I said, show me you're a ship, it went, closed down and disappeared. Okay, like it went back through a portal. So, you know, they're very visible to us. If you're asking to see ships, to connect with your galactic family, I want you guys to start asking if that's something that you want. And it's most important to have the purest intention when you do that. So that you can make that connection and start that connection. Okay, that is what's really, really important, is to hold that higher timeline vibration. And since then, I've been seeing pastel skies in my dreams every night, pastel rainbow skies. So I know that we're headed in that direction and those timelines are about to manifest for us in those of us holding the higher light, like all of you in this class, right? So that is something that you could definitely do if you find yourself wanting to connect on a deeper level. You have to ask, and they won't come to you unless you're certain that you want to connect with them, because if you hold any kind of fear, they won't connect with you. They're not here to create fear and suffering, okay? They're not wanting to connect with you to create any hardship, any fear, anything that's going to put you in jeopardy in your day-to-day experience, okay? Because you could connect with a being, right? And be so out of sorts from it that you have an accident, and that's what causes you to pass, and you weren't supposed to pass from that accident. Do you understand? So they would never want to cause that, is what I'm saying. And so we have to be clear. So if we want to connect, we have to be clear, and we have to ask them and say, can you connect with me? Please connect with me. And one of the best ways to do that, okay, is to start doing that at night when you're laying down in your bed to go to sleep. Because what you can do is you can ask them to come to you, to connect with you, and to help work on healing your body with you. Can you help me work on healing my body? Help me in dream state, okay? And let them come in and help you with that. All right. That's really very important, especially as we're going through these next couple of weeks where the energy is going to be intensified. I had a situation the other night where someone reached out because they were feeling this intense feeling in their chest where it felt like breath was being sucked out of them completely. And in that moment, they weren't, you know, in any panic or fear or anything like that. And what was coming through for me was that it was about opening their heart more. And then they had said, oh my God, I had no idea. I've been working on forgiveness. Okay. And yes, see my light behind me is flickering. So yeah, we have lots of activity in here. So anybody know Morse code? So we have to hold an awareness that, that, you know, the things that, are showing up in our physical form in our body are also part of what we need to experience. And, you know, I can always help you and tell you what it is that is taking place with you, but I really want you guys to start tuning in when something is out of balance for yourself. Go right into your heart center and connect with your higher self and see what is coming up that, you know, you're feeling in some way, shape, or form. Okay, because that's really very, very important. Let me just see the comments here. Tamara says, I know we have their permission to heal. However, we pass the serene peace and light that we... Well, you know, you're talking about the healing part of this. And yeah, but it's never the human, right? Because the human doesn't know what it wants. And it's never at the human level. So if someone is doing a healing, if any of you are doing a healing, you need to just step out of the way, and it's not about you, right? Healers get in their head all the time. I see this all the time, and they get in their head. I mean, I was even guilty of it in the beginning when, you know, I had a couple of really significant spontaneous healings with people. People would just have a spontaneous healing. And so one of the things that we have to remember is that it's not about us as the healer, it's about them and where they're capable of meeting us, the healer, right? Where we are. And to take it one step above this, so the whole healer thing is kind of a third dimensional paradigm in itself, because anything that you're doing as a healer, no matter what it is, I don't care what it is, because it's, you know, based on the third dimensional paradigm of healing someone else, is only, I don't want to say only, is a means, right? Because it's not only, I don't want to diminish it, but it's a means for activating yourself into your higher timeline awareness, right? So no matter what we're doing, if we're doing Reiki or massage or yoga or acupuncture or sound healing or vibrational healing or anything, light language, any of that stuff, right? It's really for the purpose of activating yourself. It's connecting you to your next highest level, okay? And you're doing that by being this conduit, this ambassador of light frequency, and anchoring that light frequency so that your field is expanded. And in expanding your field, anybody stepping into your field could automatically, if they so desired, heal themselves, okay? Because we make ourselves sick. We need to heal ourselves, okay? And that's a big part of this whole thing. Like that woman that I encountered at Macy's, I know I transmuted a whole bunch of energy for her that she just handed off. My heart center just blew right open, boom. And so part of it was me having that shift. I needed to have that encounter with her in order, ooh, look at that, the fairy. Did you see that? That was a fairy. So I had the opportunity to hold that light, to transmute her distortion, her belief that she had to have pain and suffering. And then at the same time, I was able to use that energy to open and expand and blow open my heart center. Okay. And that is very, very powerful. For me, it was more powerful probably than for her because I utilized the energy in that way. Yeah, Lauren says she was feeling chest pains last night. You know what? A lot of times the chest pains are not, you know, heart related, like a heart attack or type of thing or anything. It's heart expansion. We're in very, very strong heart expansion. This is why I want you guys to check inward. Close your eyes and go inward and say, close your eyes, go inward and just be like, okay. I know I'm feeling something. What am I feeling? Am I okay? Right? So the second time cancer came back, I knew I wasn't okay. The first time I knew I wasn't okay. When I ended up years later, a few years later, right? 2004 was the second time. And then in 2013, January of 2013, I ended up with the Bartholin cyst. When that cyst popped out, I sat in counsel with myself and I said, what is this? And I heard, it's a cyst. And I said, it's not cancer. Nope, you're not going to die. And I was like, are you sure? They're like, yeah. So I counseled with myself and I knew and I felt certain that it was a cyst. Okay, I checked in with my body. I want you guys to start doing that too. That's really very important to be able to do that. All right, checking in like that. And checking in, especially when you have something going on with your heart, when there's pain in the heart center, it's usually now about expansion. That heart center is blowing open in expansion. Okay. Does that make sense, Lauren? Yeah. And okay, good. What makes the orb a fairy? I have a lot of fairy energy around me. And for those of you that know that my first higher self was a Luna that came through. A Luna is a fairy energy, fifth dimensional consciousness. And so that's her representation is fairy energy. And I can always tell when my fairies, my elemental fairies are coming in because they like to scan the wall. And if you pinned me, I don't want you to do that because you'll see this maybe I'll send this one out on the replay so you could see the fairy again, and I'll send out two links. One is going to be the download for the audio and the other one will be just the video that you can rewatch again so you could see that fairy go by. But if you guys put your collective consciousness together and desire to see the fairy show up again and scan the wall, I guarantee you that that's going to happen again. But anyway, for me, when I tune in, I know the energy because I'm an energy intuitive. So that's what I do. So I could feel it automatically. So that's just me tuning in, right? I've been doing this for what feels like eons, over 20 years doing this work. So Ali says, I'm a little confused about timelines, getting mixed up with other people. If you have a certain desires, clearings, and other people around you don't. Okay. So give me a second to just wrap this up. And then I know that two of you had questions from last week that I didn't get to connect to. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to open it up and we're just going to do a chit chat and you guys ask the questions that you want to ask. We'll talk about some galactic stuff. And we'll see what direction this goes in. It's very interesting light behind me. That feels kind of like Andromedan kind of light. That's my people right now working with the Andromedan collective. So with working with your field, with your energy field, right? It's really, really, really important for you guys to keep checking in with your body to make sure that you are doing what you need to do. I'm going to just tell you that from the highest perspective, right, of where we are, from the highest perspective, all of this is being created in every single moment in everything that you're doing, okay? And so it's really, 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 really critically important that you manage your thoughts, your words, and your actions and not dip down into the lower timeline, okay? Really super important not to do that and catch yourself and make sure that you're pulling yourself back up into the higher timeline, all right? And then this way your experience is going to be so much better, so much bigger, and so much more amplified. I think I'm going into expansion right now because I am like dying right now. I'm on fire, like fire. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to start pouring sweat any minute and whew, I'm like exploding right now. So, and I think it's collectively, it's you guys. So hang on one second and we're going to do some questions. Yeah, I feel I could see that, Jill, that glowing and blurring. And I was experiencing that with the video I did earlier too. You guys are so funny. Cute. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, yeah, you see that light keeps going in and out up there, back there. I don't know. Somebody should manifest, right? Wouldn't that be fun? Like, come on, family, come on in, you know, somebody come in, join the party here. We would all like to see that. Yeah. So, all right. So I know that there are some questions. If whoever wants to go first, so let me just read this. Lauren says, I really love how I have an awareness of almost falling into 3D timelines and I can catch myself these past few days. Yeah. So you know what I'm going to do? So I know there's a bunch of you that want to talk. So let me just take Lauren because you've come up with a couple of good points. You've been doing a lot of work. I wanted to just acknowledge that I see a shift in you from last session. So come on and talk with me. What's going on with you?
Not anything that I can say that I'm like actively doing. I know like before I go to bed, I just really talk or try to talk to my angel and guides and just say how I want to shift timelines. I want to be on the highest timeline. And I just, you know, I've definitely been listening to more spiritual stuff. I know you guys have talked about Abraham Hicks. I definitely listen to her like almost every day. And I kind of just think about like what she's saying and apply it to my life. And I just feel like I have really been in a better place. I've been moving onto a better place and I can see it, but I really am starting to feel it now. I can feel it inside.
Yeah, your energy is super huge this week. And so what you've been doing, keep doing. For those of you who Nomi, I love Abraham Hicks. It really helps to keep you guys straight between your sessions here or your personal one-on-ones with me. Abraham Hicks is, will always put you back to you and help show you where you need to shift. So I think that's perfect. Definitely keep doing that. Your energy is so much brighter this week, and that's good to see. And the more that you do the work, the more that you're working to recognize the 3D timelines, the more you're doing that, the more you're anchoring the higher light, which is reflective of what we're seeing here today with you. Okay. So the more you're doing that, you're getting that 5D higher light frequency moving through you. And it's what it's doing is it's clearing out the distortion so that that moment where you had that little bit of chest pain, in that moment, what I would want you to do is just slow your mind down, close your eyes, because every time our eyes are open, all of us, we're in our ego, right? We can't be in our ego. We have to be in our higher self. So we close our eyes, get out of the ego. And then I want you to, and this for all of you, not just Lauren, for all of you, drop into your heart center. Okay. And start breathing into your heart center and ask yourself, am I okay? What is going on here? What is happening that I am feeling this challenge within my heart center? Okay. And just listen for the answer. And the first thing that comes through is going to be your higher self, but it whispers. Okay. So you have to really start to learn to train yourself to feel when the higher self is coming through, because it whispers. It doesn't scream at you. If something is screaming at you, you can be guaranteed that's your ego. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep doing that because your energy is really big this week. I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yep.
Thank you.
Good. Good job. Good job. Okay, who's next? Who wants to come on next? Tamara, come on. Unmute yourself. You have to unmute yourself. There you go.
Excuse me. Just like the situation that happened at Macy's.
Uh-huh.
Are they like, sometimes I feel like I'm being tested by God to see if I'll react or go higher.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, because it's actually not God, it's you, right? You're testing you. So think about it from this perspective, right? Uncertainty, when we are not certain of where we're residing, when we are not certain of whether or not we're in the work, whether we're doing something right, we're going to present a test and we're going to call people into our reality so we can shift ourselves more. Okay. Now, what's interesting is that when we do this, it's always a version of ourself that is showing up. Okay, I don't care who it is. The woman at Macy's was a version of me, okay? She was a fractaled aspect of me that on another timeline that I saw a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I did not leave my first husband and I stayed and chose to suffer. So her showing up was showing me in that moment, I had a clear vision of her soul's blueprint where she chose the generational imprint of pain and suffering. In that moment, I also healed myself at a deeper level, recognizing that I never, ever, ever have to choose that again, right? So now, do I face these challenges like this all the time? Absolutely not. I've not had this experience. I can't tell you. I can't remember ever having an experience like that, right? So this was for a higher line purpose. I was sent to intervene and interact with her because I was actually headed to another store first and then at the last minute decided to go into Macy's, all right? But if we are constantly facing this challenge where we have people popping up in our field and they're challenging us with this, whether it's family members or it's people outside of the family or people we pass in a store, it's because those aspects, those people that are coming into contact with us, those are actually fractaled aspects of us, right? Those are soul likenesses of us that are showing up to shift us into greater healing. They're showing up to show us where we're still out of balance, that we're calling in that experience to us to have, right? The experience I had at Macy's showed me I don't hold judgment of myself anymore. Otherwise, I probably would have been boohooing that she was judging me for, you know, either white privilege or for giving her COVID or whatever else. I mean, it could have been 1,001 things, right? Could have been anything. But I didn't do that. I don't hold judgment anymore. So that showed me right there. I was like, woo, go girls. You know, I'm not holding judgment anymore. I'm in the highest timeline now. And that was a super good feeling. So that created more awareness for me. So what we have to do is we have to look at each thing that's presenting and say, I called that to me. What did I need from that exchange? Do you understand?
Yes. And also like situations, like where I know people that react, what I've been doing is not to try have any negative thoughts in my head and picture not the past outcomes, but new outcomes. So, you know, they would behave differently. Mm-hmm. If I predict they're going to, like my daughter, have a bad outcome, then I'll have it. So I've been trying to predict that her outcome of a behavior will be different from what it usually is.
So think of it this way, right? We're creating all of it. We are creating all of it, soup to nuts. If you think about this environment that we're all in, like the holodeck on the Starship Enterprise, right? Everybody's watched one episode of Star Trek in their life probably, right? But if you think of this reality like the holodeck, you're going in there and going, boop, 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 boop. Okay, send me someone that's going to judge me so I could see how much judgment I still hold in my physicality, in my being, right? And that person's going to show up, all right? I scheduled that in. And she scheduled me in because she needed to shift her lack consciousness and be a good receiver. Did she do that? No. But I didn't let her judge me. I didn't feel judged by it at, from any perspective, and nor did I feel rejection. So those were two big ones for me for my whole entire life. Right? Holding the imprint of pain and suffering, judgment, not being good enough, all that other stuff, right? But I've done so much work on that, it didn't even factor in. If I still needed to shift that, I'm going to still encounter people like that showing up in my reality. If I still needed to shift that, every other person is going to start showing up because I need to heal that in my reality. Okay. So if you're looking at this from the perspective that we are creating all of this in our awareness, we're creating every bit of it. Okay. Then you, and you're seeing it like the holodeck on Starship Enterprise, and you're aware that you're creating all of it. Okay. Then the most powerful thing that we can do, the most powerful thing that we can do is to go to the end of whatever it is that we're in the process of doing or encountering or whatever, and see it come to fruition in the highest way, in the best way, an outcome that's going to make us super duper happy. Okay. And if you can do that with your daughter, your friends, whoever you're serving on the plane or whatever, then you will not encounter a bad experience because you've stepped into creator mode, understanding that you are a fractal of source energy. You're a fractal of God, of the divine. And the divine does not know itself, because how can it know itself if it has nothing to measure itself by? So source created all of us so that he could have, or she could have, bazillions of different experiences and come to know itself in so many different variations, so many different variables. Mm-hmm. And we're just playing out those roles for source. But if we didn't encounter people in our day-to-day experience we wouldn't be able to gauge ourselves either, right? If we were just us and lived alone and there was nobody else on the earth, you could not gauge how you're doing or who you are. You could not do that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So from the highest level, we all need to start looking at ourselves from our future self version and say, the highest level of me, the highest level of being is my future self. I call in my future self every single moment when I am needing something, I'm needing a boost. And let's say I make a video, right? And let's say I fall into a moment where I'm like, yeah, I forgot to put that in. I didn't put that in. Mm-hmm. And I should do it over again, right? In that moment, my higher self will step in and go, perfect as it is. Oh yeah, that's right, it's perfect as it is. And then I'll post it. Because I know that it is perfect as it is. It's only that human aspect that needs to continue to be diminished and pushed out to the side, right? So it's not a judgment. It's just me wanting to bring through more information or the next piece of information. I just make another video tomorrow, right? So in each moment of everything that we're doing, we're shifting all of it. It's all us. It's nobody else. That's why when you're digging into the past and you're stressing about something in the past that has happened that left you feeling sad or broken or angry or whatever, you're continuing to call that up in each and every moment, because your awareness is that there is a need for you to suffer, right? I'm not talking about you and I'm talking about, you know, in general, when we have need to suffer, there is no past to go back to. We're attaching to all of it. We're calling it up. We're constantly forcing ourselves to remember it. There is nothing to go back to, because think about it from this perspective. Right now, we're going to go up to, you know, 100,000 feet, but think about it from this perspective. If you are constantly aware of yourself in each and every single moment, that means that in the moment that we are in right now, we're in a different version of ourselves than we were in 2 seconds ago. And this version of ourselves right now has a new conscious awareness that's much higher than the version that we were in just 2 seconds ago. And now this version of ourselves in this moment now has a higher awareness than we had 2 seconds ago. And each time you're creating a new version of yourself, so the old version of you doesn't even exist anymore. So the person that was involved in the car accident, the divorce, the discrepancy, the pain, the suffering, the tragedy, all of that stuff does not even exist, because the you that is you sitting here, right now, is a brand new version of you that's never been before. Put that in your
pipe. That's awesome.
Smoke it.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I love that, Maria.
Right?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's the higher timeline. That's them. That's all coming through them. You know, that is what's my future self and all. Because that's how this works. So every time you step up into another version of yourself and you have that moment, right? Like Lauren had that moment where she had the awareness and said, oh my gosh, I saw 3D. I know I'm in 5D because I saw 3D. It was clearly, the distinction is right there. I have the awareness of what that distinction looks like. Well, that version of her that didn't have the distinction before does not even exist in this moment now. Because the version of her that is there is a new version of her that she just created through an energetic shift, an energy exchange in the quantum field.
Amazing. That's great.
Yeah. It's mind blowing, right? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It's called kicking it up a notch. Okay. So are we good?
Yeah. Just have to be so aware of my thoughts.
Yes.
When they drift, I don't like the way this feels. Let it go. Move on to a better direction.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yep. You got it. Okay. Allie, I know that you had a question from last week. So let's get you on. And can you talk? Okay. There you are. There you go.
I think you answered my question.
I always do that, but let's talk anyway.
Maybe I'll talk about something else. Do you think should I talk about something
else? Well, ask the question you were going to ask, and let's see if we can expand on it a little. And if we can't, we'll go to another topic.
From last week, all right? Because I kind of have two questions.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. So this kind of relates to what Lauren was just asking. And then Natalie and I are kind of talking about this privately in a chat. Stuff seems to be coming up the last few weeks. And Natalie was saying that for her, it feels relevant to like a season change. And for me, it feels like that because one of my weird triggers that comes up every year is like, I cannot stand cold weather and like cloudy days. And when that starts to happen, the anxiety gets really high. Uh-huh. And it's, to me, it's like kind of serving as a reminder of like everything being the same still and the seasons are changing, meaning like the restrictions of everything COVID are still here. And yet we like time is, it's a reminder that like time keeps moving and we're like stuck on this.
So that's a 3D perspective you're holding there. So let's shift that.
I know, but it's like stuck. It's like this, like it's stuck.
It's not stuck. You're stuck.
Okay. Yeah.
Resistance. Yeah. There's a lot of resistance there. And I feel a lot of emotional energy behind you. Okay. I feel a lot of emotional energy through you. So I want to just see if we can work through this for a few minutes. All right. Cause this is really an important factor in this whole thing. So one of the things that, this chat window is driving me crazy cause it doesn't want to behave itself. Okay. So, one of the things that I want to shift here with you is this perception that you can't separate yourself from 3D. Okay. So from one perspective, yes, 3D is still happening because we are on the earth and 3D is still happening. And there are people that are still playing out 3D that are really super stuck and we experience them. We get to experience them. And so from that perspective, we clearly have an understanding of what 3D looks like, what it feels like, and how it's working, okay? However, when we hold ourselves to the fact that we don't have a choice or that it's not going away, okay, we are not tuning into the higher timeline. Now, the perception that the temperature has changed, the season is changing, we're still in this state of stuckness, nothing has moved forward yet, okay, is in the 5D timeline too, okay? Because we're still on the earth and the full separation has not occurred yet to really blast 3D away from 5D and everybody makes a choice, okay? So for me, and I will speak to me so that I could show you, I see it. I see it all. I go to the store, I meet crazy people, but what I do is when I'm heading out, I set my expectation that it's going to be a smooth journey, that it's going to be a smooth run, okay? And when we left to go to the store yesterday, Beth said to me, I don't know why I feel like you should drive, but you should drive because something's going to happen today and you need to drive. And I did. I drove and I made the decision to go back to Macy's instead of going someplace else first. But if Beth had been driving, she probably wouldn't have done that. I needed to encounter the woman at Macy's. Okay. So from one perspective, if you, okay, Giovanna, yeah, we'll see you. Yeah, I'm sorry you have to leave. So Giovanna's gonna go. She's saying goodnight, and so we will miss you, and thank you for coming in to hang with us. So from one perspective, right, we're seeing the 3D timeline right in our face. We're seeing it, right? But we have a choice, conscious choice. From one perspective, we can see it and then engage in it because we feel like we have no other choice but to engage in it. And that lowers our frequency. And then we can't climb out of that rabbit hole. But if we look at it and we say, oh, look at that. I see the 3D timeline right in front of me. It's playing out in front of me. But I'm going to imagine that I'm standing behind a glass window looking at it, not engage in it, not engage in the shenanigans of it. And I'm just going to let it play out in whatever way it needs to and not let it affect me, right? Because it doesn't have to affect you. It can play out without your emotional connection to it. That's choosing the higher 5D timeline. If you find yourself pulled in or sucked into the emotion, then you've lowered your vibration and you've moved down into the 3D timeline. Does that make sense? Okay. So one of the most important things for you is when you're struggling in a 3D situation, say, oh, this situation does not need my participation. It merely needs to carry on around me without my participation, but it is showing up in my reality so I can see what 3D looks like so I know when I'm in 5D. When I'm in 5D, I don't feel the need to get emotionally involved in the 3D timeline. When I'm in 5D, I see it playing out and have no desire to participate. If it comes my way and I have to engage, I engage from the higher timeline perspective and I do not get my emotions supercharged. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like if you've had something going on like for years, like I was telling you about, I just feel like my body gets so like physically like cold, uh-huh. like to the point where I'll go days and I can't get warm. Like I can't feel warm and I can't, like when I can't do things like be like outside in nature or mm-hmm. all the thoughts of like, okay, my kids don't have school and they're little and I have to entertain them all, you know, all day. A lot of this is like projections because it's not happening right now. It's not like this moment. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of projecting going on. And part of me is like, is that something that I just have to figure out how to deal with? Or is it something, mm-hmm. is it just something like where I just have to change, like move?
You guys need to read my sharings. All right, read my posts and listen to my videos because I constantly talk about these energies. When we're feeling cold like that, where we cannot get warm, that's plasma energy coming through. Okay, and we've talked about this before. Plasma energy is like the Roto-Rooter for the body. So when plasma comes through, we get super, super cold or super duper hot, right? So I had a moment of heating up a few minutes ago and it was like I was feeling flushed. I was feeling myself come on fire. That's expansion. That's my field is expanding to bring through the higher level knowledge, right? So that's expansion because now I've cleared out and now I'm expanding. When we get cold, what is cold? Cold is contraction, right? So when we get super cold and we can't get warm and nothing warms us up, that's contraction. We're going inward. We're contracting inward. We have to get warm. We have to get snuggly, go into bed. It's like having a little bit of a cold because you don't feel right. Your body feels cold. That's plasma energy. Like the heat is plasma. So you'll go from hot to cold to hot to cold to hot to cold, right? You're expanding, contracting, expanding. You don't even realize it. When you're hot, you're like, oh, I'm just hot. So you don't realize it. But when you're super cold, it's such a different feeling because you can't get warm because you're so cold. So when you are activating plasma light frequencies, coming through the body, what's happening is the photonic light, because we're coming closer to the photon belt now, the photonic light that's coming through is living consciousness light. So the photonic light that makes us foggy, groggy, it makes us sleepy, and it makes us just feel like we have no energy, we're lethargic, we can't do much of anything. That is because photonic light is coming in, it's living consciousness light, and what it does is it looks for distortions, it looks for untruths, it looks for whatever needs to be revealed in our reality, and it brings it, it pushes it to the surface. It comes into your electromagnetic field. Everybody got their email with the pictures of the electromagnetic field, takes that distortion and brings it to the surface of the field, and then the plasma energy comes in like Roto-Rooter and clears all that away, right? And as it's clearing it away, we're expanding and contracting, expanding and contracting. And now we'll also feel our stomach gurgling. Sometimes digestive issues are common because our stomach is also going through this process. Energy is working through our body like literally like a drain cleaner, like a Roto-Rooter. Okay, so we have to remember that every single day we're being impacted by tons and tons of light frequencies, of light codes, of key codes. And we have to stop using our 3D mind to say, oh, something must be wrong with me, or I'm feeling this way, or this is this sort, because it's not. It's all light frequency that's coming in. Right? And every few days I'm sharing about what is new, what is taking place. Now we're seeing the crystalline light anchoring more of, which is silica based. So, you know, it's a different frequency coming through the body that we're experiencing with the crystalline light. Crystalline light is this expanded Christ consciousness. It's Christ consciousness light. So when you have a moment of awareness, this intuition, this higher level learning coming through you, and you say, oh my gosh, I just had this amazing concept or this amazing thought or this amazing idea. That's the crystalline light codes working through you. So everything is a light frequency. Okay. So we have to get out of the habit of dipping down into the 3D and, you know, step up into the awareness that it's all light frequency. It's all amplifying our field. It's clearing us. It's helping us. It's assisting us. So because the earth is cold right now, so I'm just going to say this. We don't even know what the real temperatures are on the earth because HARP has been in existence for such a long time. Okay. For a very, very long time. So we don't even really know what the earth is really like temperature wise, right? It's cold here on Long Island too, colder than it really should be. It's in the 60s and we don't normally have that in September. And I don't pay any attention to it. I go out and I look at what the sun is doing and how the sky looks and how everything feels. And I don't anchor into, oh, it's cold, it's this, it's that, whatever, and equate that to the old 3D paradigm or that perspective viewpoint, bringing me back to 3D, because everything that we do that ties us into 3D then keeps us in 3D, and it's much harder to navigate out of that 5D perspective. Does that make sense? Yeah. So this is really a perception, right? So tune into the writings. You know, I know time consuming for some of you to read them or listen to the videos and stuff, but trust me, in between the classes, I'm sharing tons of valuable information on these light frequencies, and it will really help you see how you are tuning into what is taking place on the earth. And then you'll be like, wow, look at me. I'm so in tune. I didn't even realize I'm in tune. Meanwhile, you've been beating yourself up for being out in left field, out of tune. Do you see what I'm saying? All right. So we have to start paying attention. We have to. Every one of you, I want you starting to really tune into what I'm writing, what I'm sharing. Okay. It's very, very important now. These energies are going to be moving so, so fast. Okay. And you guys have to be in the know, right? What's going on so that you can adjust yourselves, your fields, so that you're moving forward in everything that you're doing. Okay. And you're seeing, oh, I am on the highest timeline. Huh, look at that. It's my human thinking. I'm not on the highest timeline, silly human. You see? Okay. Cause you're there. It's just that old perception that you're holding, right? Because we're so used to running the program, running the old belief system, that we just can't get away from it. Okay?
It's so, like what you said about whoever, I forget who you were talking to a minute ago about, it's the, it goes in with the, like the suffering programming too. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. We all have to suffer because it's this time and these months and these, you know what I mean? And it's that program. And yeah, then it's the conversations, it's all the conversations around it that happen mm-hmm. with the same people.
Yeah.
Over and over, every time of year. It's like a repeat. It's just like on a cycle.
Yep. Yes. And that's how it works. Right? So we're breaking down old programs. We're breaking down old belief systems, right? We're breaking down old patterns, old behaviors. We're breaking it down. It has no place anymore. Those are false. They're not true. That was just like time is not true. Aging is not true. Okay. If I stood and I looked in the mirror and I said, boy, you look old today, I'm not going to look vibrant. Right. But if I stand in the mirror and I'm like, wow, you look really vibrant today. What if it's that new skin stuff that I'm making? Or I wonder if it's whatever, right? What am I doing? I'm amplifying the positive. So tomorrow when I show up, I'm going to look even better because I'm amplifying those positives. Yes?
And your hair looks beautiful like this. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it wants to do this. So I'm just letting it go, kind of be, you know, in charge of itself and not manage it, not straighten it. So
I like it.
Thank you. Anything else, Allie?
No, that was great. Thank you.
Okay, good. And I let the group know that you're going to help with the program for the detox and stuff.
So oh, good.
We'll be in touch with that.
Great.
All right, let me just read through these. I know that Jill wants to come on, so give me 1 second and Jill will be the next one on. I just want to go through these real quick. Well, you know, Allie, I just saw your post about everybody wants to talk about something mind-numbing, so switch out of that. That's a perspective too, right? That any engagement is going to be negative. And the more you hold the higher vibration, those people won't show up anymore because they only want people who are numb. So they're not going to be wanting to connect with you. Okay?
Will they not show up or will they appreciate your change of subject?
One or two. It's going to go either way, but it's based on their decision on how they want to play that out. Right? It's not on us. It's on them. How do they want to play this out? You continue to hold the light. I hold the light, right? If you want to come and interact with me, great. If you don't want to come and interact with me, great. I have more time for artwork. Or I can make a video. Or I can write something and share that, right? My feelings are not going to be hurt. I don't judge anybody if they don't want to talk to me or don't want to. Yeah, it's fine. Right. So, and if they don't show up and they head in another direction, so be it. I'm not in charge of them. I'm only in charge of me. So the more we shift our energy up higher and higher and higher, those people will stop showing up and then you'll get new people in your field. That'll be like really amplified and you'll be like, whoa, look at this. This is great. Now I can co-create with all these new people. Okay. Good. Good. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. You're in your awareness. I want you to go deeper now. All right, let's see. Okay, Natalie, I'm going to get to you right after I let Jill come on. Just give me a second. I want to try to get to as many of you tonight as possible. Yeah, Carol, it definitely could be. You know, third eye makes the eyes wonky. When we're going into a shift of higher consciousness, the eyes are always affected, right? So just keep that in mind and say, oh, I'm just shifting. My eyes are just being affected by the shift. It's no biggie. And don't play into it. Don't feed into it, because the more you focus on it, the more it's going to be out of balance. We want to bring it into balance by being okay with it. Okay. Tamara's asking, what are key codes? Key codes are what we're exchanging with each other. Light codes we're getting directly from the solar system, and key codes we offer to each other in exchange when we connect with each other. Okay. Yeah, Miriam, I'm with you, Miriam. I don't feel connected in any way, shape, or form to any of the nonsense that's playing out in the drama. I just don't even go there with it. All right. Let's bring on Jill. Jill, unmute yourself and come on.
I feel like I'm in show and tell. I just love this.
It's fun. That's why I do these groups, because believe me when I tell you that one has a question, everybody else is going to be like, oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
We're all connecting for the collective. That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I'm learning a lot this evening, so thank you for that.
Good, good. Very good. My pleasure. It's my higher self bringing through all of your higher selves. That's how it works. It's not.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Conduit.
That's awesome. I'm so putting on my New York accent. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I made this before you came on today.
Oh.
It's my little art scribble, light codes and all kinds of stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, it's the spiral. That reminds me of Kundalini energy activating.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, the earth spiral, so starts down in the root chakra, or it could even be lower than the root chakra, but that Kundalini. And the solar discs in the spine. That's really cool. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Not aware, Jill does light language. She's a vibrational healing linguist, whatever you want. I don't know. What are you calling yourself these days?
Sound and vibration linguistic healer.
Sound and vibration linguistic healer. Yes. Yes. Very good.
Okay. And I just started writing codes like this. So good. This is a new opening for me, as well as hand movements are starting to come in now.
Good. Yeah.
Standing there and be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Go for it. It's fun. I'm having lots of fun. Okay. So I have a couple stories to share, which I thought were really interesting. So this past weekend, I went backpacking for the very first time in my entire life.
Cool.
And I was looking for a shakeup. I was looking for, you know, something new and different and all. And so there were some things that I noticed about it. And when we're talking about the 3D perspective versus, you know, where I'm sitting or where we're sitting in the 5D, being able to kind of experience that and see where people are on that, mm-hmm. on those different dimensions where they are. So most of the group was really amazing. They were all really great. And it was funny because as different people showed up at the campsite, we were all like, hey, you know, it's almost like soul family coming together. We're all mm-hmm. like so positive and really enjoying each other's energy and just having lots of fun. And then one of the sisters brought her brand new boyfriend.
Okay.
And as soon as they showed up to camp, it was almost like all the lights went.
Yeah.
And everybody's energy just came in, like inward. Uh-huh. And I knew immediately that.
Keep talking. Just have to let the cat out of my room.
Okay. I knew immediately that the guy did not have good energy. And as they talked to people about it, they were all like, I thought it was just me. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
But what was interesting, what manifested, was that we were all hanging out together. And they were off on their own. They mm-hmm. did their own hiking. Mm-hmm. They went off on their own. Their hammocks were far away from everyone else's. They had their own fire mm-hmm. that they were cooking their things on. So it was almost like they even though they were there, they were not there. Does that make sense? Like they were on in their own little world.
Yes.
Was, like, you know, in ours. So it was very interesting to me to notice that separation. And I felt like that was just a big protection bubble that the rest of us were making. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, it's great awareness that you had with seeing the difference when they first came in, right? Because that's clearly showing you, you're feeling energy, you're feeling what someone is bringing forward. And that is really important, reading that energy, right? And so if you think about it, when you have two people together, they're not together and not in each other's energy field. You can't be with somebody and not be in their energy field and they be in your energy field, okay? So one of the things that's most important to keep in awareness is that when someone cannot connect in with your energy and the rest of the group's energy, they have to separate themselves away. They have to step back because the energy is probably overwhelming to them, okay? That they're not able to commune with you in whatever way they need to, you know, that they would need to in order to be in the group. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It sort of makes sense. I'm kind of following you.
Because if they couldn't, so they had their own fire. They sat separate from everybody.
Yeah, and they chose that. We weren't telling them to. They just kind of chose that.
Because they felt your energy was too high. And you have to remember that when something is feeling off vibrationally, okay, whether you're like a high pitch frequency that is ringing in the ears that you're like, oh, I just wish it would stop, right? That's probably what they were hearing from you and the rest of your group, which made them go over there because it was too high energy and they could not be in your field. And now if there was more than three of you, then that's really an amplified state of being that they would have a difficult time being in that vibrational frequency. They were just not comfortable, right? Yeah. So it had nothing to do with liking or not liking somebody. We're talking about a vibrational thing here.
Right, right. And I did notice, it was very interesting. I did notice that they were not really in my awareness after that, that it was more like my friend, for instance, who found out more about the guy and what he's into. And so she kind of let herself come down, you know, in energy level to his level. So she was able to find out more about what he does and those kinds of things. And we were discussing that and the difference between how she was feeling about that versus how I was feeling about that. Because I was completely detached from the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you hear this and this? And I'm like, no, I really didn't. I was just kind of.
Yeah, so she was dabbling into and tuning into that third dimensional perspective where you were able to separate yourself out and stay in the 5D timeline, right? No judgment. If they want to be over there and have their own party and do their own thing, yeah, so be
exactly.
It. I don't need to be participating in that. I don't need to, you know, feel judged by them. That's their thing, not wanting to participate here in this group. And that's a higher timeline perspective to take. That's a 5D timeline. So good job with that.
Yeah, thank you. It was an amazing, amazing thing that I did and what I learned about myself. And it mm-hmm. was just really a cool experience.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. So the last thing, and I'll make it quick, was you were talking about the lady and assistance and feeling like the need to go over and try to help her. And I had a similar thing on Monday. my son and I were out running errand. For some reason, my friend had given me some money to pay for gas to our trip. And so I just, for some reason, put that in my pants pocket. I had no reason to need it or anything. I just knew I needed to put it in there. And then when we went and got some lunch and were driving by this man who was homeless, and he had a sign out that he was homeless and everything. And there was something about this man that just reached out and grabbed me. Like, I was like, whoa, this man has some energy to him. Mm-hmm. This money needs to go to this man. Mm-hmm. And so my son had already passed him, and I said, I need to give my money to that man over there. We need to circle around. And so he gave me a ribbing about it. And he's like, oh, I've already passed him. Now I got to turn around and go back and all that. It'll be fine. Uh-huh. So we went past, and I didn't have anything less than a 20. It was a $20 bill, and I didn't have anything less on me. And I called the man over, and I said, look, I don't have anything else to give you but this, but I want you to have this. And I just presented it to him. You know, I gave it to him, offered it to him, and he took it, and he said, well, thank you very much, and really appreciate it, and may we both be blessed, and all of these things by it. And I said, thank you. I appreciate your blessing and all that. And then when we left, my son said to me, so was that the right thing to do? And I said, oh, yeah. I just could feel it all over me that that was the mm-hmm. thing that I needed to do. And then I started feeling pressure in my ears, mm-hmm. like some kind of pushing in my ears about it, too.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, we're put in different positions to serve another, and a lot, believe it or not, a lot of light workers who are doing really big work to service are, you know, sleeping in the woods. They don't have a place to sleep. Not all of them. There's a lot of scammers out there too, but there's a lot of light workers out there that are portraying, those who are destitute and whatnot. And a lot of time, you know, the ones that come in that are holding the higher light for the higher timeline, they're playing the hardest roles. Like the people that are playing out 3D, those people that are actually fighting and rioting and getting arrested and getting killed even, they came in to do that and participate in that way because they made a ton of karma, like big, big karma in their other lives and other lifetimes. And now they're clearing all of that karma. They could have been some of the ones responsible for the fall of Atlantis, the fall of Lemuria, like some really, really heavy duty stuff. And now they're clearing their karma by participating in this dynamic. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't hold judgment. We have to just allow it to be whatever's taking place, you know,
yeah.
and just be like, oh, okay, this is what's taking place. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what is pressure in your ears?
Pressure in your ears is opening the, you know, the ear chakras that are connected to the throat chakra. Okay.
Okay.
So when your guides are starting to connect with you to expand clairaudience, usually they start working on the ears and the throat.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So pay attention to that, you know, how we're receiving messages. Clairaudience comes, it'll come in your own voice. Lately, I hear them talking all the time. It's not my voice, it's them. But clairaudience could be in your own voice. It'll sound like you, but it's, you could tell it's a higher being. It's not you.
Okay. All right. I'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me share. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. Yay. Very good. Good job. Natalie, I think you wanted to share, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of freaking out now because when someone says about the fairies and the shooting star, I didn't see anything. And then I thought the blur was, oh, maybe a smudge on the lens. I'm like, whatever, 3D thinking. And then right before you got up, there was like a shooting, it looked like Miriam said, like a shooting star right over your right shoulder, and it just went down real fast. I'm like, holy crap, like I saw it as clear as day. And then just before, on the right hand of the screen, like you see the light, it went across. I'm like, oh my God, that's twice now. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but it's like freaking out, but a good freaking out. That's just really cool. So how I was mentioning before about falling into like 3D or not realizing it, but now I do, was just feeling like the transition of the season, just feeling blah. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm like kind of a little bit of the cold or sniffles and just feeling like super triggered by my kids lately. Like not... like no patience, very reactive, and it's not me normally. Mm-hmm. And just I just want to be, it's like my body just wants to be in rest mode, just like that's why I haven't been the last 3 weeks, because it's just like 7 o'clock, or if I can get the kids by 7:30 into bed, and then all I want to do is like just read. And normally my non-negotiable is my meditation in the morning. And it's just like, even that is like a chore. It's like, no, I just want to sit with something hot to drink, a tea, coffee, and just so like, that's all I want to do is kind of rest.
Yeah. So you're going through an activation right now. Your body is upgrading, and you really went on the days where you don't have to do something, like when you put the kids to bed and you have your downtime, don't read, don't do meditation. You need to sleep. So this is really, really important. Okay. Because we have a tendency, and this is, again, going back to clearing guilt, okay? We have a tendency as humans to want to do, because we feel like we're not doing enough. We should be doing something else. We should be doing something more. We need to be furthering our spiritual work. We need to be, you know, whatever, right? But when we're going through these activations, like you're going through this activation, and sometimes they will last weeks if we're not honoring the body. This is where I want you to put the work away completely, get in bed, shut everything out. If you have to put in earplugs, put in earplugs. You'll tune to the frequencies much faster if you throw some earplugs, not earbuds, but earplugs in. And just tune everything out and just lay and sleep and be in your energy. Okay, that is so important for you right now, because your body is trying to integrate massive, massive amounts of light frequencies, massive amounts of light frequencies. And I could feel you are not yet there. You're not capable of getting there because you have a lot of distractions. Okay, so what I want you to do is your homework this week is to let go of judgment and guilt, okay? Well, okay, I can't just lay in bed. I have to do some spiritual work. I have to listen to this. I should do a meditation. No, nope, nope. When we're going through these higher level activations, like what's happening with you right now, the reason that you're not having patience is because part of this shift, right, for many, part of the shift is the integration of your personal timelines, your light frequency, but also clearing on behalf of the collective, okay? So what you're tuning into is the collective consciousness, where you're feeling all of this tension. That tension is going to amplify over the next couple of weeks as we go into the much higher light codes. This is why it's important for you to just stay the course, tuning into where you need to be in this moment and tuning everything else out. So when you get 5 minutes, let go of the guilt, let go of the judgment, and close your eyes and just rest. Close your eyes, go drop your consciousness right into your heart center and just stay there and just feed and nourish, feed and nourish, feed and nourish. Okay? Yeah. That's what I want you to do, because this is actually flu. FLU, frequency light upgrades, right? This is not a real cold. It's your body is purging. We're in a massive purge right now, all right? So your body is trying to purge this. You got to let that happen. I would take zinc and megadoses of vitamin C just to knock it out.
I've been doing bone broth like crazy. Lucky we raise our own beef, so we have our own bone broth or bones and stuff. So we're
might not be enough. Okay, might not be enough. So, you know, this is, you want to let yourself rest. You need some vitamin C, like, you know, 3,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. And if you have access in your area to herbals, you can get some elderberry. Elderberry is amazing. As a matter of fact, any of you that have children in your reality, elderberry tincture. If you are in my vicinity, I make it, so you have access to it through me, because I actually make it as an herbalist. And that's what I would do. You also probably could benefit from OSHA root tincture, which would help you also. O-S-H-A, OSHA root tincture. Right, it's too late to take echinacea. Echinacea has to be taken the moment you're feeling, like the moment you feel off, you hit the echinacea, it completely goes away. After 2 days, never manifests into anything. But it's already too late for that. So OSHA root would be something that would be good for you to take.
I use the medicinal mushrooms too. I've been using that. That really helps.
Yeah, the mushrooms are good too. But you might need something a little bit more. So... something that's gonna, you know, amplify your field. We're having very intense, heavy duty energies. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just know you're clearing massive amounts of energy, massive amounts. You gotta just let yourself rest. Nothing more than rest. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Feel better. We're all gonna send to you. We're all sending you. Okay, holding space for higher light to knock this out for you. Okay. All right. Who else? Anybody else? Speak now or forever hold
your breath. I had asked earlier, where do like random 3D thoughts come from, or limiting thoughts? And sometimes I feel like I get just like a random thought out of nowhere, and I'm like, where is it coming from? Because I am really focused on trying to be in the higher timeline. So why is that happening?
Yeah, so you could be picking up on the collective consciousness, okay, and whatever's being fed into the collective at the lower timeline. You could be picking up your ego, which wants us to stay stuck, okay? And so I wouldn't get too crazy with it. I would just acknowledge it. You know, ego is a huge culprit. So I would just acknowledge that it's ego, and let it, you know, just let yourself be okay with that. And I think the bigger part of this, or the bigger part of the work right here, is the acknowledgement, you acknowledging it and having an awareness that you are now being able to differentiate between the two. Okay. Yeah. Liz?
Hi. I'm just going back earlier. When you said that you saw the ship come in and you saw the orb, uh-huh. And when you said, show me, and it went away, why did it go away?
Because it showed me it was a ship.
Okay, and that was it.
Yeah, so it was a massive, massive round silver light in the sky, right? It was still daylight out, driving on the expressway still. And when I looked at it, and I just know, because I feel it in my frequency, right? It just, it's there. I know it's a ship. And I mean, I work with them every single night. So I just know. And so I knew it was a ship, and I was like, just show me you're a ship. Just like, I just want that validation so that I can keep doing this and keep validating. And the next thing I know, that I'm looking at the light, and all of a sudden it was like somebody closed down a spotlight, and it just completely, like the lens of a camera shutting, it just completely disappeared. So they will do that if you ask for validation. If you ask them, show me you're a ship. How do I know you're a ship? Show me you're a ship, right? They will do that for you. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So start asking if you're interested in asking, and start, you know, just be playful with it. Okay. Anybody else? speak now. Good night, Tamara. Diana, didn't you have a dream or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I know that's not on topic. I wanted to actually share it last class when we were talking about dreams, but I had to leave.
Okay.
So last Tuesday night, not last night, the Tuesday before, me, my youngest son, and my neighbor across the street, whom we've been living across the street from each other for over 3 years now.
Okay.
And our families kind of like joined during COVID. The kids started playing together. Mm-hmm. Her and I became like best friends right off the bat. We, mm-hmm. I can't believe how we connected. It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
So my son came to me, but I already knew my dream because I write my dreams down. Like, I've been having crazy dreams for years.
Mm-hmm.
But my son told me about his dream. It involved, he said, and he's 9 years old, so this is the way he interpreted it.
Okay.
That our neighborhood was in a war. That there were people coming through our back door and trying to break in our house, and people were just running all over the place. I get a text message from my neighbor across the street explaining her side of the dream. Same night, she told me that the kids were running to her house. I was telling her, just get the kids, just take them and go.
Mm-hmm.
And my portion of the dream was that I stabbed somebody in the back with a kitchen knife.
Mm.
So what in the world?
Mm-hmm. So let me close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down into your heart. Just start breathing. Take a couple of breaths and drop down into your heart center. So I want you to just stay in your heart center, and I want you to connect your higher self. And when you tune into the energy of this dream, okay, this connection, this dream that all of you had, I want you to tune into your higher self, and I want you to ask, is this dream my reality, or is this dream clearing a timeline? Which one pulled into you out of the two of those?
Clearing a timeline.
Clearing a timeline. Stay there. Stay right there. So, all right, now we're going to clear your field. So just clear your field. Breathe that out. And so next thing I want you to do is I want you to see how this feels. This connection with this neighbor across the street
mm-hmm.
is coming back together again through a significant event, because in another reality, incarnation, whatever you want to call it, there was a connection between you and those souls that experienced that exact dream and needed to come back together in this moment now, in this timeline now, in order to heal that timeline where that event occurred. And just see how that feels.
I totally see that.
Okay. All right, come on back. Okay. So this is how I want you guys to handle when you have something that you're feeling stressed over, or you can't make heads or tails out of, when you're feeling misaligned in some way. This is really important for you to tune into the higher self, go into that heart center where we are connected to the higher self and see from that perspective. Okay? Because this is the work. This is where the work is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So when you have to remember, that is an Armageddon timeline, okay? We have a choice. Are we participating in 3D and the, you know, blowout, the whatever? Some people are like, oh, we're going to have a civil war. Okay, not in my reality, perhaps in yours, but not in my reality, okay? I'm choosing not to have that. And if it plays out, it's going to play out right around me because I'm choosing not to participate. I'll be looking through my glass window, okay? So this is how we have to engage in this to say, that is not my reality. That's never going to occur in my reality, right? See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to be careful with all of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. Anybody else have anything? All right, let me see what you guys wrote in the comments. If there's anything here I need to speak to. Yeah, Miriam, for me too, I also feel like that where I just don't feel like, I belong in these timelines, that the lower timelines, I'm like, what is happening? Because it just doesn't resonate with me. So I completely agree with that, Yeah, the ascension flu, but not being able to sing and also feeling kind of hoarse, that's really about the throat chakra and the higher heart center, right? So we're in higher heart. Higher heart is just above the heart center and also just below the throat chakra. Oh, I saw that orb. I actually saw one this time. So when we have hoarse throat issues or whatever, we always have to tune in and say, am I speaking my truth enough? Am I not speaking my truth enough? Am I feeling heard? Am I not feeling heard? And then the other part of that is all of the frequencies that are adjusting for us. Okay. So yeah. And like you, a lot of times I'm like, what the heck am I doing? Like I signed up for this. This is crazy. Why am I even here? I feel like it's like, this is not my reality. And then my guides are like, oh yeah, it is. You signed up for all of this. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Just going to keep going. So yeah, the orbs and the fairy lights are pretty funny, aren't they? So Natalie says, I didn't even occur to me that it was an activation. Yes, 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 my dear, it is an activation. You should be curled up. You should take some time off and, do for you. You need to do for you, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and Julie says she understands it too. Yeah, I mean, listen, we're all going to feel this in some way, shape, or form. We're all connected here in this group. We're all here for the support of each other, amplifying this moment, amplifying each other's field as well as our own field, right? And so the higher light, this is how, I'm like, listen, this is how the fairies are coming through. This is how the orbs, the higher consciousness, my aspects of myself are some of these orbs that you're seeing coming through, right? So we're able to activate that and allow that to happen through this connection and through the amplification of the connection. Otherwise, that would not be happening, okay? So I think the most important thing to remember here is that everything is happening for a reason, okay? Everything is exactly as it's meant to be. There is nothing here that isn't happening with good cause. If you guys get stuck with the energies and stuff, there's a blog post on my website called Navigating Your Energy Body. That's a really good one to read because I talk about the light frequencies and what they do in the physical body and how that all works. So if you have, I've posted it a bazillion times, but I know people miss it. So if you have need to understand the light frequencies, tune into that one. That one is a good one. And then creating illness is another good one. But if you could keep in mind that we're creating all of it, right? We're even creating in each second as we go, in each moment, we're creating our reality. In each moment, we're aligning or not. And in each moment, your beliefs are feeding your experience. Think about that. In each moment, your beliefs are feeding your experience. So you have to ask yourself, what do I want my experience to be? Do I want it to be in the higher timeline? Or do I want to suffer? Okay. That's really very important to have that awareness. Okay. Miriam, did you want to come on and talk? Oh, yeah, I don't have you.
There we go.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really tired tonight. I've got a lot of stuff going on my job. Changes. So, at the very beginning, I think I gave you it came across as a private message, but when you're talking about the woman at Macy's, thank you, because that happened to me with my daughter when I went to visit her the last time. She absolutely wouldn't let me help her do anything. She just kept like refusing me. And the thing is, I didn't realize until afterwards what was going on, and now even in a different perspective. So I appreciate it, because I was in my ego going, what's happening? What's wrong? Are you angry? And all that stuff.
About you as much as her not being able to be open to receiving, you know, her.
Yeah. To the point where even she contracted, she wouldn't, when I come to try to come close to hug her, she contracted her body and everything. And it like really badly. So more so than even if there was ever anything there before, where she just said, she doesn't want to open her heart and accept any love.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
She doesn't. And then I, because of our history, start, I should always immediately start going to that, what that guilt and what's wrong with me and the history of our relationship with the divorce and this and that. And that's, but I realize that I'm able to stand higher above it now each time. It's like, because no suffering, I don't want to do it anymore.
I
absolutely don't want to do it.
We have to step away from we have to step away from that story, right? Because we're running the old programs. I know many of us, you know, especially those of us that are a little bit older than the younger people on the call, grew up in that. And I know, you know, my mother believed that her right was to suffer because of one event in her life with this guy that broke her heart. And then her perception was that the rest of her life must be suffering. And that is what she talked about all the time, you know? So we are creating that. And yes, your daughter has a very hard time opening her heart and receiving love. So it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the fact that your vibration is so high that it actually makes it uncomfortable for her to open to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I realized that after the visit too. I realized it.
Yeah.
And everybody, all of the family, her dad, stepmom, my son-in-law's parents, we were there for the twins' birthday. I was standing completely on the outside of in everything that was going on in that group. It was magnified this last time I went, so much so that it was very hard. It was so hard for me. But I see it for what it is. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah. You know, what I'm going to say is obviously, you know, her shift is her shift, you know, and I identify with you because I have some stuff with my brother, but, and you know, we haven't talked, we used to talk all the time and now he's choosing not to talk. Which is okay, you know, but I'm stepping back as an observer, conscious observer to what is playing out, and that's all you can be. And the more you hold your light, and the more you do your work, the more they will have to shift you know, where they are.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know.
You're activating higher heart. That's higher heart when the throat chakra is engaged like that. Higher heart then is in the thymus area because all the glands are activating. And actually all of the chakras are merging into one energy body, like all the nadi points and meridian systems and everything merging into one chakra system. And the other part of this too, also notice if you have pain on the side of your neck, because it's also glandular. So if you're actually growing new ducts and glands in our neck as we're activating these new light frequencies. So
all of that makes absolute sense.
Does it?
I couldn't sing.
Yeah.
I was like, and I knew something was happening, that it was shift going on.
Yep.
But it was hard because singing will immediately bring my vibration right on up, right? It's clear. That's cleared now.
Yeah.
Particular thing has cleared. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are times activations, depending on the activations, it could go away, then come back, then go away, then come back. A lot of times it affects the neck right through the shoulders, and it goes right down the back of the neck. Into the upper.
Definitely.
Back. So that's why I wanted to dialogue with you a little bit, because I was feeling that it was more than just a sore throat, a hoarse throat. So our glands are activating in this too.
Okay. Yes. That's absolutely feels totally on. Thank you.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, next week, I don't even know what time it is. Next week, we're going to do more galactic stuff. This is what was wanting to come through tonight. But so prepare what you are interested in understanding on a galactic level so that we can call that in and kind of like, you know, do what we did here tonight, where many of you needed the same message coming through. I really want you guys to pay attention to your bodies, eat as clean as possible, limit your carb intake, right? And get lots of greens in, very, very important. And then I promise you, I will be sending out that information on the detox. That book by the medical medium, I'm not following a program specifically, because before that book, I ate really, really clean. The only thing I've done that's different, that I've cleaned up now even more so, is that I cleaned up fish. Like, I'm not eating as much fish as I used to eat, and so that's the only difference. I'm almost more vegan now, which my body used to never be able to tolerate, but now I want more greens and veggies and stuff like that. Okay. So that's going to be really important, but I am going to be working on that for you going forward. Very, very important to make sure that you're nurturing your body. Chaga tea is really, really good. Manuka honey, Manuka, M-E-M-M-E-M-A-N-U-K-A, Manuka, M-A-N-U-K-A, honey, really, really good. Very, very strong, high medicinal properties to it. Egyptian licorice tea, really, really super good. Lemon balm tea, really good, right? So you want to make sure that you're nourishing your bodies. Lemon water first thing in the morning. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to send this all out to you guys so you have it. Okay. Loretta, before we go, did you want to pop on quick? and talk? I know you're saying about your back, your lower back.
Yeah, my lower back on the right-hand side is bothering me.
Yeah, we're activating. Yeah, we're activating light codes, and you know, a lot of times with the back gets sore and it feels almost wobbly, where we are not able to feel supported by our back. You know, I was having that too for a while when my lower back was feeling sore constantly. It's a solar discs activating, and Kundalini activating. So yeah, so just make some time, make sure you're stretching. I've been trying to do some extra stretching because my back has been getting tight.
Yeah, I have been. I'm doing some yoga and stuff.
Good. Yeah.
I teach, but then I have to do it for myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's important. Yes, self-nurturing, very, very important. Very important.
Take a nap in the sun on the beach today, though.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, I think I had like 20 minutes in the sun today. I had a break, so I ran out there and I just took in some light. Huge stuff going out in the solar system, so make sure you get some sun. Natalie, some would be good for you, so when you can stick your face in the sun, make sure you do. Ask that your field be amplified by the light codes, okay? Very, very important to ask that your field be amplified by the light codes, so that you are maximizing what is coming through from the sun for you, okay? Good. Every morning you should take a walk in the sun. The sun is very powerful. Ask for it to amplify you. Everybody, ask tonight when you lay down and go to sleep, ask that your galactic team come and work on you. Okay, ask them to come and work on you. You don't have to know who they are, but you just say, for my highest good, only those holding me in the highest light, please come and work on me, because you don't want just anybody coming in to work on you. You know, you want the highest beings, right? I always call in and ask for my medicine team, my doctors or whatever, my galactic doctors, okay? So, all right, anybody else before we go? Otherwise, we're going to wrap this up. No? All right, guys, know that I love you and I really appreciate you being on the call and making the time to do this work and holding the light for the higher consciousness. Jill, I think you had mentioned you were doing something with a photo or a picture or something.
Yeah, I wish I had started like at the beginning of the call, because the screen looked completely different. You looked completely different. Now you're like glowing. You look like you're about 10 years younger. You've got this light up here and it's the spectrum and it's shining down on you. I mean, it's really amazing the difference throughout the call. So I've just been taking screenshots because I want people to be able to say, oh my gosh, look at that. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's cool.
So if it's okay with you, I'll share them with you and then you can share with the group.
Sure. That's great observation. Yeah, thank you for that. I actually had a mentor that would like literally disappear, vaporize, because the light was getting so high and she would just like start to disappear. So that was pretty cool. But that happens, you know, we're all holding light together. So it's really cool. So yeah, that's always good. I never have a problem with that. So, all right, I will send this out as soon as it becomes available, and I will definitely work on getting the nutrition information out to you guys, all right? Know that I love you. You're in my thoughts always, and some of you show up in my dreams, and that's always fun. And I will look forward to connecting with you again soon. All right, guys, love you so much. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.